The Gemara says that Rav said an Ephroach that was born on Yontif is Mukta and is Asr. And Shmuel said that it's Mutter. And the Gemara says that, what's it called? Why is that different than an eagle that was born on Yontif that everybody holds as Mutter? So the Gemara says, no, an eagle is Muchen Agav Imo. You could have shechted the mother and eaten the eagle before it was born. So therefore it was Muchen when Yontif came in. The Gemara says, why is that different than an eagle that was born from a trefa, which if you shechted the mother, there would not be Mata, the child. So Rav didn't have an answer. So the Gemara asks, my time is Shostik Rav, Lemelu Hoil Muchen Agav Imo Leklodim, right, Lemaisa, even though you couldn't have shechted the mother to eat the Vlad, but you could have fed it to the dogs. So it was Muchan Leklovin. Okay, now we're on the bottom. Omer Le'abaya. Hashta Muchan La'adam lo havi Muchan Leklovin Dishnan. Right, so the Gemara says, no, that would not make it not Muktza. That it's fit for dogs. Why? Because if Muchan La'adam, something that when Yontif came in, was fit, or Shabbos, was fit for dogs. What's it called? Was fit for a person. And then something happened to it, became an avela, and it wasn't mutter for a person anymore, but it was still mutter for dogs. That's not called muchan, right? Since it changed its status when Shabbos came in, it is what's it called, not considered muchan, it's considered mukta, isnan. Where we find that mechatzin is hagluim with nei abehema v'yas hanevela with nei akloim haklovim. Rabbi Yehuda omer im lohais nevela merav Shabbos asura lefishena min amucha. So if we have a situation like this, the Gemara says that you're allowed to cut pumpkins for an animal, even though it's not really necessary. The animal could eat the pumpkins whole, but it's tircha, but still mutter. And a nevela you can cut up for klovim. Rabbi Yehuda says no. That's only if it was a nevela, what's it called, before Yontif or Shabbos came in. Even though it's talking about Shabbos here, Tosa says it's also talking about Yontif. Right? And if it was a nevela only before Yontif, that's when, what's it called, it's mutter. But if it wasn't a nevela before Yontif, it became a nevela on Yontif, that means when Yontif came in, it was set aside for human consumption. And only on Yontif to become set aside for animal consumption, that's not muchan. But v'she'ena min ha-muchan. So muchan le'klovim, havi muchan la'adam. If muchan la'adam is not muchan le'klovim, koshke muchan le'klovim is not muchan la'adam. Something that was only fit for klovim when Yontif came in. Like this eagle that was inside the trefa, right? And now it was born, it's fit for a person. Surely that's not called muchan, surely that's called muktza. So Mara says, no, in, normally in, yeah, something is more muchan, if it's muchan leklovin, could be mutter, muchan la'adam, muchan la'adam, could be muchan leklovin, not vice versa. Muchan la'adam lo, have you muchan leklovin? The may dechazi le'inish lo shodhi leklovin? Einachinami, muchan la'adam is not muchan leklovin, because what a person can use for himself, he doesn't have in mind to use for a dog. But muchan leklovin, but if it's set aside for dogs, the person has it in mind for that thing too. Because, why? The daite de inisha kol mide de chazile. Anything that I could use, if I have a use of it, could be used for klovim, I don't give up my mind from it, that if it'll become usable by me, I'll use it for myself. Once I have it in mind to use, so I'll use it for anything. If it's muchan leklovim, I'll use it for me. But if something's muchan la'adam, a person doesn't have in mind that he's going to use it for dogs if he can use it for himself. Rashi. Muchan la'adam lo'havi muchan leklovim, l'man te'islei muktza. According to the man Yomer, who holds muktza, right, then muchan la'adam is not muchan leklovim. T'han isnav l'b'shabes l'rab Yehuda esmo bin ha'shmoshu so'iso menes la'adam. Right, if it became an avail on Shabbos or on Yontif, then that means when before Yontif came in, it was, fit for human consumption. It wasn't dead yet. The kochoshev le muktza b'chol le'gabi klovin. And still, now that it's only fit for klovin, it's muktza. Avomidi de chazile v'ober shebet me trefa roi lo shi'avoli. something that could be conceivably fit for me. So I don't take my mind off of that. So this eagle, that while it's still inside the mother, even though it's not, it's only fit for dogs, but I have in mind that if it'll be born, it'll be fit for me. I had in mind that if it'll be born, I'll be able to eat it. So even though it was only muchan the klavim when Yontif came in, since it was possible to use it for something, I don't take my mind off of it that maybe it'll become usable for me. Okay. So that answers the question on Rav. Even a a eagle be ne treifa is what's it called? Even though it's only muchan leklavim, it's muchan laadam. Mashenkin and efroach isn't muchan at all. In what's it called? The egg is not fit afilu for klav. And the Tosis points out that doesn't mean that klav can't eat a egg, but it's what's it called? But lemaisa, it's not omeid for that. It's not dog food. Tanya Kavaisa the Rav, Tanya Kavaisa the Shmuel. There's a Braisa like Rav, that an Ephroach that's born on Yontif is Osir, and a Braisa like Shmuel that it's Mutter. The same Rabbi Yochanan. There was the Shmuel, and some say Rabbi Yochanan said that it's Mutter. Tanya Kavaisa the Rav, Egel Shanola Beyontif Mutter. Ephroach Shanola Beyontif Osir. Fairish a Braisa. Egel that's born on Yontif is Mutter because it's Muchan Leklavim is Muchan La'adam. But Ephroach Shanola Beyontif Osir, my hefresh being said, what's the difference between an egg that was laid on Yontif and a eagle that was born? Right? My hefresh being said, Zem muchan agav imo, b'shchita v'zeno muchan agav imo. This one's muchan, because you could have shechted the mother, right, and it'll be mutter, and even before it was born. And this one, before it was born, was not muchan for anything. Tanya Kavaisa de Shmuel, the same Reb Yochanan, and there's a braisa like Shmuel, and some say like that Reb Yochanan said this, Egel shenola biyantiv mutter, v'efroach shenola biyantiv mutter, my time, zem muchan agav imo, zem mater atzom v'shchita, this one's chaka muchan, and this one, since when it was born, now, shchita can be materit, so migo that it was born, and it had that heter of shchita, it also had the heter of muksa. It's not also mishum muksa. Rashi. No Rashi. Okay. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer. Tan Rabban. Ephroach shenola biyantif aser. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer. Af bechol aser. Lefish lo nispatchu einov. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says that an Ephroach that was born even bechol is aser as long as it didn't open its eyes yet. So when he learns that when it says it's nola biyantif is aser, could be talking in a case where it didn't open its eyes yet, so it's aser to shech because it's not yet shechtable, not because of mukta. Versus kaman az lahadatanya lechol hasheretz hashoritz al haoritz. Right, the Torah asks sheretz hashoritz al haoritz l'rabos efrochim shlo nitzbechu einayim. A efroach that didn't yet open its eyes is called the sheretz. It's not yet, what's it called, a bird that's mutter b'shchita. Keman, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. That goes like Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. Rashi l'fishlo nisbechu einov, v'yisrabi l'isura mikol asheretz ha-shoritz ala oritz kolek hamon. Special pasuk that tells me that an efroach that hasn't yet opened its eyes is considered like a sheretz ha-shoritz ala oritz. Okay, Omer Rav Huna Omer Rav, Deya im yitziyosa nigmara. Rav Huna said the name of Rav, that an egg, only when it's completely out of the body of the chicken, is it considered a complete egg. So, my mitziyosa nigmara, what does that mean? Lagabi, what halacha is it considered a complete egg, and if it wasn't yet completely outside of the chicken, it's not a complete egg. Ilema mitziyosa nigmara muteresli ochla becholav. If the idea is that until it's outside of the body of the chicken completely, it's not considered a complete egg, that it's parith, but it's considered like part of the chicken, it's meat, and you're not allowed to eat it with cholav. Hobi me'ima asura la'achla b'cholav, if it's still inside the mother, even partially, it's asur to eat with milk, because it's considered part of the flesh of the mother. V'atanya, we know it's not true. Hashochet es ha'tarnigolis, u'motzo ba'beim gemuros, mutaris la'achla b'cholav. Yeshechta tarnigolas, the egg wasn't laid at all. And you find finished eggs, and finished eggs don't even mean if it has a shell. It just means that it has a white and a yolk. And they're separate. Right? But it has a white around it, but it doesn't have to have a hard shell around it. Still, right, mutaris lachon b'chalav. It's not considered meat, it's considered parif. So can't be that if it was partially laid, it's still considered meat. That's what it can't be. Because even if it wasn't laid at all, it's not considered meat. Tosa says over here, the halacha is that a beitza from a nevela, right, is considered meat. If you shecht a, well, you don't shecht it, then a bird dies, and inside you find an egg, the egg is nevela. It's a nevela. So if it's a nevela, it means it has to be meat. And here it says that it's parif. Tosa has two answers. One is that eating it with milk is only derabbanan, because chicken and milk is only derabbanan. So they weren't machmer by that. They were machmer by nevela, which is nisa doraisa. Another teretz Tosa says is that nevela is taka also mutter. It's only a gzera because of a beya of a trefa. A beya of a trefa grew together with the trefa. It became an egg from a trefa. That's also. And we're afraid, therefore, if you had a nevela, meaning the chicken died, and the eggs inside, if you let them eat that egg, they'll come to eat eggs from a trefa too. And a trefa is a different reason. The trefa made it grow. Here, the nevela, what's it called, when it made it grow, was alive. It wasn't a nevela. The Urayim says, another teretz, he says, it's possible to have something that's parif and still also mishum nevela. Doesn't have to be meat to be osur. Anything that's included in the body of a nevela is osur. Blood, the chalev, and the eggs. But the egg is parav. So if it doesn't have the isur of nevela, it's a parav egg. Okay, but a parav egg can be osur mishum nevela. Okay, in any case, but if you find an egg inside a chicken, and it's finished meaning that at least has a yolk and a white, then it's not considered fleishik, it's parav. So for sure, that can't be then that if an egg was partially laid, it's still considered meat, because if it wasn't laid at all, it's not considered meat. The chitema, komashmal on the brisa, might lo ashminu masnisen, and if you'll say that the brisa is mechavish to me, that ain't a chinami. What's it called? No, we get it yet. Okay. So that can't be. Ela im yitziyasa nigmaro muteres lach lebiyanta. The halacha was said, legabiyanta, that if the egg was not laid completely, what's it called, before yantiv, then it's not mutter on yantiv. But if it's laid completely before yantiv, then what's it called, it's okay. Habi me'im ma'asura lach lebiyanta. That means that if it wouldn't have been laid, okay, and you shechted the chicken on yantiv, and the egg is still there, you can't eat it. That's not true. But Tanya hashochet es tarnigolas umotzo babeitzim gemuros mutaris lachlan biyantif. Right? That you are allowed to eat on yantif. So even if it wasn't laid at all, and we learned the reason is because it's milsad lo shchicha, and the rabbanim weren't kosher on milsad lo shchicha. Right? The whole union of beyish and nolda biyantif is only what's it called exera. And finding eggs in the chicken that weren't laid is not a usual thing. So it's mutter. Chitema kamashlo lebraisa maidlo ashmina b'masnisan. The braisa told me what the Mishnah didn't tell me, right? That if it was laid partially and then went back in, right? It's usher on yantiv. And the braisa says different than the Mishnah. Hanami tanina. Right? There's another Mishnah. The Mishnah says Beferish, that it's only an egg that was laid is Asur on Yantiv, but not an egg that wasn't laid, right? Because Beshami says you can eat an egg that was laid, and Beshil says you can't eat an egg that was laid. But I can't plead Beshami Silel Benolda. Beshami still only arguing if it was laid. But if the egg wasn't laid yet, they don't argue. Everybody holds mutter. Maybe not. Maybe Beis Hillel holds Osir even inside the chicken. Not only if it was laid. Even if it was laid, it's Osir, and inside the chicken, it's also Osir. The Haidik Tani Nolda Lo Diacha Kocha Der Beis Shammai. And that which it says, that if it was laid, it's Mutter, is to tell me Beis Shammai, that it's Mutter, according to Beis Shammai, even if it was laid. Not only if it was inside. And Beis Hillel holds its Osir inside and outside. And this Braisa will go according to Beis Hillel. Right? That if it was laid partially, it's also Osir. Where it says, Elohad Tanya, that can't be. Because there's another Braisa. Hashochet is a Tarnagolis. Who's that Braisa go according to? If we're saying now that Beis Hillel holds an egg, whether it was laid or not laid, is Osir on Yontif, whether you find it inside the chicken or outside the chicken. And Beis Shammai holds that it's Mutter both cases. Right? So then who is this Braisa that says that if you shech the chicken and find eggs inside, that it's Mutter? It's not Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai says even if it was laid. Don't tell me the halacha when it's inside. Tell me the bigger chiddush, even if it's laid. Velo Beis Hillel, it's not Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel holds whether it was laid or inside is also. So this Braisa goes like nobody. Ela imitziyosa nigmaro megadela sefrochen. So what was this halacha said? So it can't be said the gabe yantiv. It can't be said the gabe eating it with cholov. So what was this Braisa said? This halacha said, not this Braisa. The Rafuna. Omer Rafuna Marav. What did he mean when he said Beya im Yitziyasa Nigmara? It's considered a finished egg only after it's laid completely. For what halacha? To tell me that El im Yitziyasa Nigmara Magadela Sefrochen, that it only will produce other chicks if it was laid completely. But until it was laid completely, right, it's not going to produce other chicks. So it's very nice to know that eggs that aren't laid completely will not produce other chicks. What is it? Nogeya talach. Lemekachumimker. Nafkamina is a mekachumimker. Tahida omer lahu. Dei de pachya. Leman. Right? Person said he wants eggs for hatching. He wants to buy eggs that are hatchable eggs. Yavule bey de shchuta. And they gave him eggs that came from a chicken that was shechted, meaning it never was laid. Also, the kamei the rabami, omer lohu mekach tosu, right? It's a mekach tos, because what's it called? These eggs will never produce chicks, and you bought it specifically for hatching. The eggs are, it's, you got something that, what's it called? It's no good. V'hadar pshita, mahu deseh, v'hadar, and it's a mekach tos. Give him back his money. Give him back his eggs. Give him back his money. It's a mekach tos. So Mar says, pshita, go a little bit more just to finish the Indian. Mao de sema, for poshets, it's a mekach tos. If the eggs are not hatchable, and the guy said, I want eggs to hatch, then it's a mekach tos. Mar says, hai lachila kaboilu. No, what would I think? The guy really wants to eat the eggs. Except, v'hai de komer de pachya mishum de tzrivan. Right? Eggs that are possible to be hatched are more, ripe eggs. They're finished better. So they're better to eat. So he was looking for hatchable eggs that if you would, incubate them, they would, but at that point he wanted to eat it, and it's just a better egg to eat. He doesn't really mean he wants to hatch them. He wants hatchable eggs to eat. Right? Right? And if that would be the case, then Enochanami, he also was cheated. He wanted hatchable eggs to eat. But these are also edible. So it's not a mekach tos. Mekach tos is when the thing is completely not fit for what you wanted. Completely different. Here, it's basically fit for what you wanted. You wanted to eat it, except you wanted a good egg to eat. This is not such a good egg to eat. So it's not completely different from what you wanted. So then the halacha is the mekach stays, and you give back the extra money. You pay more for finished eggs than for unfinished eggs, if you're going to eat them. But if the guy really wanted them for hatching, then what he got is completely not shayach for what he wanted. Then it's a mekach tos, and the money goes back, and the thing goes back completely. You just can't keep the eggs and pay the difference. Okay, Rashi. Rashi before. of all the Rashi's. Okay. Im yitziyosa nigmara, kishiyotza nigmara braisa. When it, what briyosa? When it was finished, that's when it's complete, the egg is complete. Avol nikmi hachi lo chashiva beitza gemura. But before it's born, before it's hatched completely, before it's born completely, before it leaves the body of the chicken completely, it's not considered a complete egg. Ulakam yifores v'ozul mayochusa. Now the Gemara is going to discuss what the halacha is, what difference to make if it's a complete egg or not. Loch lebechalov, so Gemara says first, maybe it means that if it's not born completely, right, doesn't leave the chicken's body, it's still considered part of the chicken's body and it's fleshy. The hash to have a base of a lobosser. Only when it's laid completely is it parif. Avalat nimsis b'me'ima ain't a base of asura loch lebechalov. But it's inside the body of the chicken, it's part of the chicken, and it's considered meat. So it's not true. Beitz and gemuras b'shechta chicken, and you find finished eggs. I feel below klipa levana, even if it doesn't have the shell. Elisha chelm on levado, but it just has a white and a yellow, a yolk. Gomer, still considered complete. V'afal pisha meura dayin begidin, and still connected to the body of the chicken, it's still considered parrot. Shari kiddel kamon. Midapolik Rabbi Yaakov Aleva Omrim Hayu Meuros Begidin Asuros. Later on we'll see that Rabbi Yaakov argues and he says if it's still connected to the body of the chicken, it's not separated from the body, even inside, then it's Taka Asertid with Cholov. But the Tanakama holds even if it's connected, it's still considered Parav. Beyond Tif Achikomer, Yotza Vadi Mivaod Yom Mutter. If Erev Yontif, the egg left the chicken's body completely, then it's Mutter on Yontif. Because then it was surely finished on chol, and now you can eat it on yontif. Avalo yotza, but if it didn't leave the body completely, no nigmar b'chol, then it wasn't finished on erev yontif, it was finished when it was laid on yontif. And therefore, it's what's it called? It's osur. V'asura mishum hachana the rab, because the later is also considered hachana, and the hachana was on yontif. The chitema ein halachi kebraisazu, the hashminim bo maidlo hashminim masnisim. You say the halacha is not like this brisa, right? Uveshum mishnah lo sosum lan Rebbe hachi, dim Rebbe lo shana Reb Chiya minolan. We never find a mishnah that says such a daya, that if we would find such a daya, we'd find it in the mishnah somewhere. Because if Rebbe didn't say it, where did Reb Chiya get it from? Brisa. Elahadatanya hach brisa d'le'el. Man k'tonila. Right? And if this is what's it called, true, right? And the Shammai holds that even if it's what's it called laid, it's mutter, and surely inside the chicken. And Beisela holds even inside the chicken is usher, right? So then the brisa before, who does it go according to? Can't be Beishamai because it wouldn't be only halacha inside the chicken, it's mutter even outside the chicken. And it can't be Beisela because Beisela holds both are usher, according to this. Must be that Beisela holds also inside the chicken is mutter. Lo be shamei de ma'iri iri b'me'im, or afilu nol de b'yontif shari, v'lo be sil, da afilu me'im anasiri. So Mora says, no, it has nothing to do with yontif, nothing to do with kashrus, it has to do with nekachum nemker. That a egg that was laid is finished, and therefore it's what's it called, it's hatchable, and an egg that was not laid completely is not considered a finished egg, even if it was laid partially, and then went back inside the chicken. And when you shechted the chicken, you took out the egg, it's not a hatchable egg. Megadela sefrochim ma'in din nekachom emkaritmer. Dim nol da nigmar bishula v'ruya legadol mena frochim. It's only a completely finished egg that is fit to incubate and hatch other chicks from it. If it's completely finished, it was laid. Aval nimtzus me'ima in megadela sefrochim. But if you found an egg finished completely inside the chicken, it will never hatch. Dim tavu limkor beitzim legadol efrochim. If somebody bought eggs for hatching and he sold them these kind of eggs, then it's a mekach tols. Depachya kemol depaya hanolodim min atargolis chayy shepoeb leidosa. Right, the pachya means I want it for hatching, for a chick that's going to make noise when it's born. Eggs that you crack that aren't chicks don't make any noise. Pshita the mekach tolso. Mar says the poshet that's a mekach tols. The behead you omer lay the pach. He wanted eggs for hatching, and this is not an egg that can hatch. The tzrivan Lashem mevusholos kol tzorchen. Tzrivan means they're completely ripe. Kamot sareves kvio bishul. Okay, it means something burnt. It's complete. The nafkamina bein man de boilu lachila, bein man de boilu leprochim, lemistale de beini beini, lahasulo de mei malo, shebein bei de pachila, bei de shuta. I would think maybe the guy really didn't want it for hatching. He said hatching, but he meant eating, but eggs that are fit for hatching because they're better to eat. So sana mekach tolos, because he got what he wanted, what to eat. But it's just not the same quality. So if it's a matter of quality, you just give back the extra money. If it's a matter of kind, it's not the thing I wanted, bichlal. It's not just not the same quality. Then it's a mekach tolos. Yiboy lachila ein a mekach bato, toha b'nei achila ninu. Ela she'elu yofim mehem. V'yasalo demei mal yusan. There's better eggs for eating, which are hatchable, and there's lesser eggs for eating. So he thought he was getting better eggs for eating. He paid better. So he gets the money back. Kamash malon Rebbe Ami, destam man de boy bey the pachila frochim boy lehu. The guy says he wants hatching eggs. He doesn't want hatching eggs to eat. He wants hatching eggs to hatch. The ain elu shovim lo klum. And therefore they're worth nothing. So it's a mekach tolos.